time. 31 days, 31 podcasts. 31 days, 31 podcasts. Prepare yourself for helpful snowman quadrilling.
Hey everybody. So today we're talking about a story that came across my desk. Now, this came to me from what I thought was an unusual spot, which is the Wall Street Journal. But this came out a couple days ago and says, Disney World's big secret, it's a favorite spot to scatter family ashes. Fans say treating the park as a final resting place is the ultimate tribute, assuming they can sneak the remains past security. There's a picture from 2009. It's got that burned in. You know how cameras at one time, it was like, let's burn in the date so we can remember when this was? Which I have mixed feelings about. Because I guess on the one hand, you would never see that in like an artistic photograph. But on the other hand, that's not bad. Although I would think you'd remember scattering your father's ashes or whatever. Her mother's, I guess this is her mother's ashes outside of Cinderella's castle. She's like in the grass, which looks like an area you're not supposed to be. This is by Eric Schwartzel, E-R-I-C-H. The spookiest spelling of Eric. I'm just going to read a little part of this. Custodians at the Walt Disney Company theme parks in Orlando, Florida, and Anaheim, California use code words to disguise the messier aspects of their work from visitors. When a manager radios for code V cleanup, it means a patron has vomited. Well, that's real creative. Code U signals urine. Again. I bet you clean a lot of vom and urine at the old Disney. A lot of kids there, a lot of old people. No code is kept under more wraps at Walt Disney World and Disneyland than the call for a HEPA cleanup. It means that, and that's an H-E-P-A, it means that once again, a park guest has scattered the cremated ashes of a loved one somewhere in the park, and an ultrafine or HEPA vacuum cleaner is needed to suck them up. Disney custodians say it happens about once a month, which is hilarious because I'm like, so that means they get called to clean it up once a month. But I mean, how often is it happening that people don't even know? Anyone who knew my mom knew Disney was her happy place, said Jody Jackson Wells, a business coach in Boca Raton, Florida, who in 2009 smuggled a pill bottle containing her mother's ashes into Walt Disney World. Once inside, Miss Wells helped spread ashes on the platform of It's a Small World near a head-spinning bird, a moment in the ride that always made her mother laugh. Later in the day, overcome with grief, Miss Wells hopped over the barricade surrounding the lawn outside Cinderella's castle and ran across the grass, flinging them as she crossed. I had two fistfuls of the ashes and I literally leapt like a dancer. Like I was a dancer, she said. This is weird. You can see the picture of their family. And it's like one of the daughters and the mom look identical. Creepy. That's creeps. Creepsville. Custodians say it's a signature and secret part of working at the happiest place on earth. It is grisly work, but a cathartic release for the bereaved who say treating Disney parks as a final resting place is the ultimate tribute to ardent fans. Human ashes have been spread in flower beds, on bushes, and on Magic Kingdom lawns, outside the park gates, and during fireworks displays on Pirates of the Caribbean, and in the moat underneath the flying elephants of the Dumbo ride. Most frequently of all, according to custodians and park workers, they've been dispersed throughout the Haunted Mansion, the 49-year-old attraction featuring an eerie old estate full of imaginary ghosts. Thanks for letting me know that it's imaginary ghosts. The Haunted Mansion probably has so much human ashes in it that it's not even funny, said one custodian. Disney said that the behavior is strictly prohibited. They did install personalized commemorative bricks in 1994, but they did ban the words in memory of, worried they would remind guests of death. Yeah. I mean, yeah, can't you just put the person's name on it? Do I need to go down this brick road and be like, oh, here's a bunch of fucking dead people who now have a brick at Disney World? That's weird. She spread her father's ashes this later, or this lady. Someone else spread the ashes of his mom. He went on It's a Small World. I was still crying. The song is playing over and over again, and there are those happy little animatronic things, he said. I remember thinking, this is weird. Oh. Oh, smugglers say getting the ashes past security is easy if they are transported in prescription pill bottles or makeup compacts. Others hide Ziploc bags at the bottom of a purse or a knapsack. When ash residue is discovered on a ride, Disney workers tell guests they must shut down due to technical difficulties. Then a manager rides alone through the attraction looking for any ash piles, while colleagues may hand out fast passes to assuage guests who must leave before the custodian turns up with the high power vacuum. I don't know what that was that I just did. One former Disney employee said she and others got in trouble after they coined their own term for the ash cleanup, Code Grandma. There was a false alarm with funnel cake powder. Also, I guess spreading ashes without a permission is generally a misdemeanor. Officers have responded to calls, but couldn't recall any arrests being made. Well, probably because it's a misdemeanor. Idiot. Idiot. Anyway, this is a bunch of stories about people spreading ashes. You know, and it's like people who are going to, and I'm like, I mean, is anyone working there going to be like, I don't think so, Tim. Like, they'll see that person's name on the tickets or whatever and be like, go fuck yourself. Also, that's funny to be, that must be one of the things of being a manager at Disney World, that you're like, I didn't really expect that. I'd be riding a ride. It's like you have to ride a ride because you got to figure out where these ashes are. All right. Here's my opinion on this. The spreading of ashes in a place. Okay, number one, I do think it's fine to just spread ashes somewhere outdoors, for example. Like, you're not supposed to put them in, you know, the San Francisco Bay, right? But I'm like, what's going to happen? I think it would be fine. I can't imagine it would be a big deal, but whatever. You have to, like, charter a special boat and do all this shit. Basically, it sounds like a money-making scheme to me. Because what do they think is going to happen? They're just going to be bulk dumping ashes in the water? I mean, if you as an individual have, I don't know, I think it's like a 10-pound-ish box of ashes, and you dump them in the water, like, is that a big deal? But it's a little different than dumping them at Disney World, right? Because that's like if somebody came, trying to think what my Disney World is. Spirit of Halloween store, which would be fine. Because also they'd be like, I mean, this is just a closed Office Depot, so really, we don't give a shit. Okay, like, if I was going to have my ashes spread somewhere like Powell's City of Books, let's say, I wouldn't encourage that being done in a blatant way. I'd be like, just, you know, spread some, not 10 pounds, and spread them casually throughout the day. Don't leave a big fucking pile somewhere. Because, like, you shouldn't just leave a pile of shit, by which I mean stuff. The stuff that a person was made of, which is, you know, a pile of shit. But you shouldn't leave a pile of anything. You shouldn't leave a pile of sand just on a ride, right? Like, they're trying to create this environment, and it doesn't involve just like, why is there a pile of sand just sitting there? Now, the Haunted Mansion, part of me is like, maybe the way they should handle that is be like, let's have a designated part of the Haunted Mansion where it's cool to dump ashes, a limited quantity, because we don't want to go crazy. And you got to understand, eventually they're just going to get vacuumed. That's the part that's sort of hilarious, as people are doing this, and it's like, well, they're just going to get fucking vacuumed up, right? I think you just got to be sly. The other thing is, I would have more respect for people if it was like, I wanted to spread my dad's ashes at Disney World badly enough to, like, smuggle it in my butt, like cocaine. Because if somebody did that, then I would genuinely feel bad for them if they got in trouble. Because I'd be like, you know what? If they smuggled it in their butt, if they encased it in their body, if they cut a hole in their stomach and shoved it in there, whatever. I lifted part of my scalp and put it underneath. I don't know what crazy ways people smuggle drugs. If I swallowed the ashes in a condom and then vomited it up in the bathroom at Disneyland and then used those to spread the ashes, that would be completely acceptable to me because I'd feel like they earned it. They didn't just like, oh, I'm going to empty out a makeup compact and then just put this in there. Compact? Compact? The makeup thing, the circle with the mirror. That's like the small version of the giant thing where, you know, someone goes makeup in an old movie and then poof, a huge pillow full of flour hits someone in the face. Maybe that's just cartoons. I don't know. Point being, I feel like, you know, all these people are like, why is this such a big deal? And it's like, I don't know, man. Like, what if someone lived formerly in your apartment and they were like, we're real happy. You know what I mean? We were really having a good time. And I want to now spread those ashes in your apartment because we used to live there. So I want to spread my father's ashes in your apartment. I mean, would people be down with that? I don't know. Now, this one is like Kim Pesolano, a 47-year-old optometrist office worker from New Jersey, dumped a small amount of her mother's ashes in the water underneath It's a Small World. I didn't want to clog the filter, she said. See, there you go. That's fine. And now she revisits Disney World to commemorate her mother's death. That's kind of weird. Commemorate my mom's death. The 15th anniversary, so it's a significant one, sort of. But anyway, oh, this is pretty funny, though. This guy took his dad's ashes. To cheer him up, Mr. Lurie had the group stop for photos with characters, including Mickey Mouse and Goofy, posing with the camera bag containing Mr. Milne's ashes conspicuously center stage in each picture. So he's got... oh, it was his father's partner. Okay. To Disney World in 8 baggies hidden at the bottom of a camera bag. His father, who had been in a depression following Mr. Milne's death from AIDS, came along but was reluctant to join in. So this guy was like, this is going to be fun. I'm going to put him in this bag and I'm going to take pictures with these characters and he's going to be like, quote unquote, in the pictures. See, that I like. This is like somebody pushing the limit, but not just like dusting shit everywhere. They're like, this is going to be funny because it's like, oh, that picture of Mickey Mouse where I'm shaking Mickey's hand, that bag is my father's ashes. Oh, man. I like that one. That's a good one. I don't know, man. I just don't like... I don't like the sappy story of, like, you know, it was fun. We had a fun time there one time. So I want to spread... I deserve to spread someone's ashes, but I do kind of like the fuck you aspect of taking the pictures with these. What can I say? A riddle wrapped in a mystery of a package in an enigma and, you know, regifted as suspicion. All right. Well, there you go. How could I pass up talking about, you know, Disneyland as the ashiest place on earth? Bunch of ash holes there. Ha ha ha!